Danelle Malden is in with us, and we obviously are talking about Carousel Organs, which they always make a big appearance at Iris Fest coming up in Mountain View. Danelle, good to see you again. Good to see you the first time. We usually talk by phone, so it's good to see you in the studio this time. Tell me about this one that you brought in with me, brought in to show me today, because this is kind of a modern version.
Yes, it's Christian Whitman. Mm-hmm. It came from Austria. It was actually custom built for us. They build these in all different colors and types of wood. You just have to import them. Choose what you want. It takes about 10 months to get one.
Now, you told me before we went on the air, this has Bluetooth and it's very electronic. And tell me what the crank actually does, because I thought maybe for a while you were just cranking it for show, but it does a job, doesn't it?
Now, yes. The crank actually plays the bellow. It works the bellows. And the solenoids then open the pipe, open the airway to the pipes, so the pipes will actually play.
Now, what was the song you were playing there?
It was Tulips in Amsterdam.
Which would be considered a traditional
song.
It's
very traditional.
Okay.
And as these organs come, they have over 500 songs on one SD card.
An SD card. Just like the carousel organs of yore, I'm sure. Tell me the history of the carousel organs, because they didn't use SD cards back then. You were showing me the rolls and what'd you call that, an organ book that you brought in?
Yes. What I brought was it's a sample of a penned barrel. It goes to another instrument. It actually belongs to a roller organ, which was used in the original churches. Some of the early churches would buy those. They were easily portable. They aren't much bigger than this little organ here.
This one here is only about, maybe a foot and a half tall and about an equal amount wide, and then about maybe 8 or 10 inches deep.
Yes. Yeah.
Weighs about 11 pounds, you told
yes,
me.
Yes, 11 All pounds. Right. Then we got books, and books are folded cardboard, and they allow the keys to raise up, and that opens they're mechanical, opens the airway to the pipes, and once again, the bellows play. The pipes and the tunes come out. And then you've got paper rolls, which are similar to ones that were used on player piano.
Everybody's probably seen some of those, at least on TV or in the movies.
Yes. And then this little organ is MIDI, which is the latest one that they've come up with.
Amazing. Just amazing. But it still has that traditional sound because it is forcing the air through the pipes and has the traditional carousel organ sound to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it's actually considered a mechanical musical instrument.
Tell me a little bit about some of the organs that we'll see around the square coming up during Iris Fest.
Well, I plan to be there with our Verbeek, which came from Belgium. And we have a couple of organs that are over 100 years old. One, this will be their first time to be out at a rally. And it's 110 years old, and it's a Limonaire. It's a small one. It was probably on a kiddie carousel at some point. And then we've got several organs that came from Germany. We'll have some home-built organs, and we'll have several MIDI organs there. And hopefully the people that are playing the MIDI organs and the MIDI accordions and stuff will all have one person who's the leader.
Okay, gotcha. Because you said they can all link up if they are electronic.
Mm-hmm. Through Bluetooth, they can link up.
Interesting. Wow, this is really a throwback. It keeps some of the history of it and then brings it into the modern age. Tell me about how these were used. You mentioned some of the small ones on kiddie carousels, and then, of course, there were large ones that were used on very large carousels.
Yes, they were the great big ones. There's like some that are like 115 keys. We won't have anything that large here. You will see some, like, if you've seen one of the river boats that came down, they would have a calliope on them, which they have we call them whistles, but they're actually called chimes, but they're giant brass whistles. And we actually have one of those. I won't be bringing it because they're kind of irritating after listening to them for about, you know, it's like you play one song on them and you walk away and leave them for an hour or two, and then you play another one.
That kind of does it. Okay.
But they were used, you know, all these instruments were used to bring the crowds in. The calliopes were used so the people would know that the boat was coming in, the riverboat was going to be there, so they could all run down to the dock and see what the riverboat had on it, greet whoever might be traveling on it, or go down to load up to go somewhere on the riverboat.
Wow. Interesting history. I did not know all that about the riverboats. Now, you mentioned that this one is easy to play. You said practically anybody can play it. So I'm going to ask you, can I play a song as we go out?
Oh, certainly.
All right, what are we going to play then? What shall we select?
Do you want to play Ring of Fire, Yellow Submarine?
Ooh, how about Ring of Fire?
Okay.
I like that one.
Okay.
All right, let's set that up. Danelle, we look forward to seeing you this weekend for Iris Fest. It's going to be fun.
Well, we are looking forward to being here, and we want everybody to come out, and you will be allowed to play the organs that are there. Come and have a new experience.
Some hands-on fun.
Yes.
Danelle, great to see you.
Great to see you, too. Thank you.